Yes, welcome back. Time to talk some racing now ahead of a huge day one of the championships of Royal Randwick on Saturday. Four Group 1s, the Country Championships final as well. It is one of the best race meetings of the year. That Tab TJ Smith looks an absolute belter, the Doncaster as well. And we're about to speak with trainer Gerald Ryan. How are you, Gerald?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. Good.
Mate, take us through your stable at the moment and the measures you're having to put in place to ensure that racing still goes ahead, essentially. It's something that the whole industry has to be responsible for.
Yeah, true, no. They're all doing a good job with him, with biosecurity and all that, and it's similar to AI, but that was only what we went through there, but that was only with the horses. This is with humans, and, staff have been very good and cleaning and not mixing together too close together, and everyone's been very good. That's why we're still going, I think, yeah.
Exactly right. Now, you've got a pretty good hand there headed towards day one of the championships. Just having a look at one of your schnitzel colts there in race two, which is over the mile, the Carbine Club, Bottega, which is a $14 chance with Tab. Reloaded, it's a heavy favourite there at even money. But Bottega, Gerald, it's got form. You look back to the Stan Fox over the 1500 there back in the spring at Randwick, and it wasn't far behind Brandenburg, and Brandenburg today, Saturday's going to go out probably favourite in a Doncaster.
Well, he actually beat Brandenburg at Newcastle when he won his maiden. But his horse, his two runs back have been good with big weights on his back. He was wide at Rose Hill off an awful barrier. Then he went to Kembla in a big Bob's bonus race, and he had 62 on his back, and he drew wide again. He had to go too far back, but he finished the race off all right, dropping 6 kilos on Saturday and drawing a better barrier and back to 1600, which I think he'll appreciate. Well, he'll get a better run in the race, and he's not a bolter's chance, you know.
Yeah, and in the English size, you've got three engaged there, Return with Honour, Cultural Amnesia, and Mission River. Mission River's a big price. I reckon it looks like a colt that really would appreciate stepping up in trip, Gerald.
Yeah, Mission River gives me indications. I reckon the 1400 will suit him, but there's a big question mark on him on if it happens to rain and the track becomes wet and his mother couldn't handle it, his brother can't handle it, so there'd be a big question mark on him on the track. The weather, we need no rain for Return with Honour. If it rains at all, he won't run. He's proven he's no good on it. And the other horse has trained on really well since he won a maiden.
What about in the TJ standout, this lovely three-year-old colt you have? Ran sixth in the Canterbury Stakes. Were you happy with his run in that particular race, and how's he looking for Saturday in the TJ?
No, I wasn't really happy with his run because where he finished, but he's another one that's proven he's no good on the wet track, and unless he got back to a good four, which I can't see that, and then he won't be running. But he's done well. He's trialled good at Warwick Farm since, and even James McDonald rode him in that and said he didn't really appreciate the track. So we got to bank and hope a lot like hell for the weather to pick up.
In the PJ Bell, Gerald, Heart of the Oak, I mean, you've beaten Positive Peace a couple of starts ago there. That's form's been franked after that. Mare came out and won last week, or filly, and you're coming out of, or had a freshen up since running in the Surround Stakes?
Yeah, well, after, before she had, she got kicked, went a long time between runs because she got kicked in the barriers at Warwick Farm in that Ingalls race and had to be scratched. And then there the other day, she got in amongst them, and she first time she ever been in amongst them in a race. And Tim Clark said she was pretty hesitant, suggested we put blinkers on her. So, well, with this race, we've always had this race in mind with her. Well, we worked a bit with blinkers on. She's worked well. She jumped out on Tuesday morning with blinkers on. She was good and hasn't drawn the ideal gate, but put James Innes back on her because he's had three rides on her for three wins. She'll appreciate a bit of giving the ground. Just a pity she's drawn an awkward gate.
What about the Derby Chains of Honour? You got an apprentice, Robbie Dolan, riding?
Yeah, well, Robbie's done a lot of work on him, and he's won on him, and he's a horse that, even though he hadn't probably got the class of the others in this race, he's a horse that will run a good, strong 2,400 metres. You know, he did say he's looking for it all times, a longer journey, and he's trained on well, and through the line, his last two starts over 2,000 metres, he's been very good, so... back up to 2,400 metres, it'll take up a closer posse, and if it's a sprint race, they'd out sprint him, but if it's a genuine staying test, well, you'll keep whacking away at the end. Mm.
Gerald, it seems like, I guess, with a lot of your big chances on Saturday, Standout and Bottega, you really want this track to be improving.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Bottega's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as it wasn't a heavy 10, but Bottega's okay, isn't it? But, you know, Standout, Return for Honour, Mission River, they're no good in it, so there's no use beating them around on a dish. They can go to paddock and then hopefully come back for the spring if we have one.
Fair enough. Gerald, thanks for giving us your thoughts this morning, and hope all goes well on day one of the championships at Randwick on Saturday.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, mate.